This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
94 WIP breaking news.
I want everybody to stop what they're doing right now.
Do we have a signing?
Eagles have made a signing.
All right, well, this is about to stop me in my tracks, I guess.
No reset year, Joe, because the Eagles have signed a long snapper, baby.
All right. Turn my mic on for that. Good times. All right.
And it's kind of funny, the timing on this, because this sounds like it's an entry into the bracket of Hughes, because his name is Charlie Hewlett. Literally spelled H-U-G-H-L-E-T-T.
Well, I guess the Eagles are listening today. All right, so, maybe...
Way to go, Charlie.
Maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe it's not a reset year. We just added a long snapper.
Sounds
that,
like
that
sarcasm.
That was dead wrong by Kyle to hit that music, by the way. Because I got excited. I didn't know. Did they sign a significant player? Did they trade for Trey Hendrickson? They signed a long snapper.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem either. I mean, who has a problem with a long... But here's my question. Is this... Are we reaching the end of the Rick Lovato era? Because it's been an era. I mean, Rick Lovato's been around a long time. Remember, I told you guys, I watched Rick Lovato get a tattoo once. He was at the...
Why?
Well, because he
the
was...
What's wrong with you?
Well, yeah, what's wrong with you?
Hold on. Well, nothing.
Bored?
No, it was the day that John Marks got his Nick Foles tattoo. So I was kind of filling in for Marks. Because Marks was literally on the table during the show. Gotcha. And then I looked over the next... I don't know what you call it. Like a...
The table?
Well, I get, but they're separate.
The chair?
No. It's almost like there's like little rooms. Like you get like a booth.
Oh.
But like they're not really closed. I guess they could close them depending on where they're tattooing you. But they had the curtain open, and I looked over and I was like, "Who is that guy?" Because he was really tall and he looked like a football player. And then I realized that it was Rick Lovato. So.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of healthy competition, the long snapper spot.
I mean, they're trying to get better at that spot.
And you guys are telling me this is not a reset year. This is
it's not.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's all. All right. So, all right. Let's go over the moves. 215-592-9494. Other than the long snapper today, Hugh, what's his name? Hewlett.
Charlie Hewlett.
Charlie Hewlett. All right. Welcome in, Charlie Hewlett, to the Eagles.
It's the 64th Hugh.
Yeah. There it is. All right. We'll get back to your phone calls. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I am. Hugh is not. Kyle's in denial. And, of course, we need your favorite Hugh for our bracket of Hughes. We will have a full bracket for you next week. It's March Madness for a lot of reasons. The actual NCAA tournament next week and our bracket of Hughes here at WIP. But, Hugh, let's go over what they did yesterday, which adds to A.J. Dillon, which adds to, of course, bringing in Kenyon Green in the trade with the Houston Texans, and Josh Uche, who we heard about yesterday. So Uche we reacted to yesterday. Hugh, two more signings yesterday, two more vets. One... more of a vet. He's been around a while. The other one, a little bit younger. A Dory Jackson signed yesterday. Cornerback, 30 years old. He was with the Giants last year. I saw something when he signed with the Giants, I think it was 3 years ago, he was set to come here on a free agent visit, and the Giants brought him in first. He signed there. He never got here. But obviously the Eagles, too, they kind of had their eye on this guy for a while, Dory Jackson.
Yeah, and you're talking about you trying to bolster that line a little bit, man. You want to try to go – you want to try to get – you know, some guys that are serviceable but not are going to put you in a cap hell.
Yeah, I think it's a 1-year, $2.5 million deal for Adoree Jackson.
You want them to keep put serviceable, but not cap hell. And if they play well, there's an opportunity there. I'm pretty sure they're thinking there's an opportunity for you to resign a longer deal.
So of all the deals they made, I think he's the one with the most, I would say, track record of success in the NFL. I mean, he's the oldest. He's 30. He was drafted in 2017. But, Hugh, I view it as he's competition with Keeley right now. That feels like they're going to compete for that outside corner spot. And it also means they don't have to draft a corner. You know what I mean? Like, they have Adoree Jackson. They have Keeley Ringo. Those guys will compete. So yesterday they bring in Adoree Jackson. And then the tight end, Harrison Bryant, who played with the Cleveland Browns the last few years.
Yeah.
Do you think Harrison Bryant has any impact on the impending Dallas Goedert thing? I did wonder that because they didn't need a second tight end, right? They have Grant Calcaterra. I wonder if this impacts the Goddard situation, or they think Goddard's about to go and they want to have another guy in place.
So if I'm not mistaken, I think Jack Stoll got signed away.
So now they need a third tight end, you're saying?
I guess. I mean, I guess they did have, they had three last season, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
maybe it could be both. Could be a hedge.
Yeah.
Replacement for Stoll.
Yeah, and Harrison Bryant is, let me put it this way. It's not like he's done nothing in the NFL. He was drafted 2020, and he said years of 24 catches, 21 catches, 31 catches.
Pretty decent, serviceable guy.
Now, the last 2 years, it's kind of similar to Uche, Hugh, where Uche 2 years ago, 3 years ago, looked like he was going to be something, mm-hmm. and then it's kind of gone backwards. This is the same thing. I mean, the Harrison Bryant, the tight end, first 3 years in the NFL, he had, 70-something total catches. The last 2 years, he only has 22 total catches. So I don't know what's happened, if it's just the quarterback play, if he got beat out. But they're going to try to get something out of him. He was in Las Vegas last year with a couple other tight ends. So they signed two veterans yesterday, along with Uche, Adoree Jackson and Harrison Bryant to the Philadelphia Eagles. And as Kyle hit the breaking news, we now have a long snapper. So
yay.
It's been a heck of a week here with big names left and right.
I feel like you guys are acting like this is a joke.
Well, I think. Imagine being in the car and you hear the breaking news.
I would have drove off the road.
I mean, you're thinking,
hearing about Charlie Hewlett,
Trey Hendrickson, or something big.
I would venture to say that people are pretty upset. They're like, "What are you doing, Howie?"
They're mad.
I think people are.
What are you doing, Howie? With the defensive players being lost? Yes, I do.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know if Charlie Hewlett factors into that.
No, I don't think he does. I actually think people have been. Now, this is probably a product of winning the Super Bowl. This is the most understanding I've ever seen
fans
after losing this many good players. I mean, we haven't had much frustration at Howie. And I, who have been questioning what the plan is in terms of are they trying to repeat or is it more of a long term? I'm not upset at Howie. I'm upset at people who don't think these players are good that are leaving. I get the plan.
That's what I was going to say, because according to a lot of people, we didn't even let them any good players.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's been a theme.
They all suck.
Yeah, they're just
actually
just products of this. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we need a Hugh here. Best answer we get today will win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Ken in Cinnaminson's up. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
So I'm just going to get this one out of the way because there's always like a 10 or 11 seed that makes a deep run. And I like, take that bass out your voice, Hugh. That's
We don't hear from him often. It takes a lot from someone to push that Hugh out to the forefront. But
that's crash out Hugh.
Yeah, if he makes the tournament, though, Ken, you're right. He could make a run.
That Hugh got me fired.
I mean, there's always one, right? There's always one. He's never going to have to say that to me. So.
No, you're right. You're more level-headed.
There's not much bass in your voice.
No,
anyway.
No. You bring your points without having to raise your voice. Ken, what are you feeling this morning?
I have been told I'm mistaken for Pee Wee Herman a lot, so you're right. Joe, I need to understand what you were defining here when you say that you've resigned yourself to a reset year. If what you think is that the Eagles organizationally are punting on Super Bowl 60, then I could not disagree more vehemently. I mean,
I don't think they're punting, but I think they are, the way I view it, clearly prioritizing Super Bowl 61 and Super Bowl 62, or the idea of putting their best foot forward those years rather than this coming season.
Yeah, but this is the way I would frame it, Joe. The Super Bowl window is open. So that includes Super Bowl 60. The Super Bowl window is open. We talked about it before, but the Super Bowl window prior to this period to, you know, legal tampering and free agency and all that. The Super Bowl window, in my estimation, has always been the length of these rookie contracts on defense and all of these, you know, core players that they've got under contract already. So what they're doing is extending the Super Bowl window beyond next year when they have to extend Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith, and even the year after that when they have to extend Keeley Ring or Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yeah, they've lost some guys, and I'm not going to sit here and say that they're all stiffs, but, you know, Oren Burks and Isaiah Rodgers are not needle movers, and that's certainly outweighed by the long snapper they just signed.
Well, of course, yeah, I think the Burks thing is clearly now offset by the new. Well, yeah, right. A couple of these guys are backups.
Well, I mean,
yeah, Burks is not a big deal.
What if the long snapper was the problem with Jake Elliott's year all year?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's what they thought.
Well, you know what? Maybe this changes everything.
I didn't know we did long snapper coping too.
We do everything coping.
If it helps you get that Jake Elliott back, then, you know, that's a needle-moving move, right? But, I mean, they're still the best roster in the NFL. And they still have, you know, 15 guys that are amongst the best at their position in the league that are under contract. And, you know, if you're okay with punting on Super Bowl expectations next year, I guess that makes things easier for Howie and it makes things easier for the Eagles. Especially if the entire city feels that way. But I would guarantee you that those guys in that building who just won that Super Bowl, who are still there under contract and are really exceptional players, there's no way they're punting on Super Bowl 60. So to me, it's just extending the Super Bowl window beyond the length of, you know, the rookie contracts of those core guys on defense. And extending that and lengthening that a little more.
So, I agree with that. I think the window conversation is a good way of doing it. Ken, good phone call, and I'm glad you threw that Hugh in there, because take that bass out of your voice, Hugh. He's a good one. We don't see him very often. He'll pop up in like the Maui Invitational, and they're like, wow, that team could play.
We don't see it often because we have like high horse Hugh.
Yeah, that's true. He takes the high road.
Yeah, high road Hugh. That's
high road Hugh. He does take that. Yeah. Oh yeah.
How Giggles Douglas is.
Giggles Douglas feels like a good mid-tier seat, 7-8. Okay, but with the window thing, right? A Super Bowl window. Yes, it's not closed and then going to try to reopen. They're trying to, like, if you open the window in your house, right? You could open it, you could crack it.
Mm-hmm.
You can open up all the way if it's a beautiful day, or you can open up halfway. And some years, the Eagles are opening the window to win that season all the way. Like when you guys went and got T.O., it was taking the window that was already open and putting it all the way open.
Yeah, you're right.
There are some years like that. When they went out and got A.J. Brown and added Hassan Reddick that offseason, that's pushing the window wide open. It was cracked open, wide open. Feels to me this year like the Eagles are okay with the window being half open. I mean, it's open. It's not closed. But they're not pushing that window all the way up. Let me ask you this, because Kyle's still holding out hope for a big move here. Maybe they'll use the draft picks. Would we agree if they went and traded tomorrow, if they packaged four of their draft picks in the next 2 years to get Trey Hendrickson, wouldn't that say they're really trying to win next year's Super Bowl more than today?
That's a good question, Joe. And I would say, for the sake of this conversation, yes, because I think people would look at that and be, oh, they're trying to go back-to-back.
Yeah.
But I look at it like this. What do we know fundamentally about this organization? That they want to throw the football. And this year was a year they won the Super Bowl in spite of what they actually want to do.
Yes.
They still want to throw the football. They want to look right. And I look at it from even an arrogant standpoint. They signed two receivers the first time they did it. It looked like Cincinnati's about to do it. Two top-tier receivers. They want to get back to that formula. Last year was an anomaly for them. And that's what, you know, I honestly try to get people to see. They don't care that much about defense. I know that's a harsh way of saying it, but when you look at what has transpired over the last couple of weeks, there's no other conclusion to come to. They got lucky with the way that the defense played, and they are thankful for it. They're grateful for it. But at the end of the day, they want to throw the football. They want to throw the football. They want to push the ball down the field. And they're going to get back to that philosophy. That's what every move that they're making so far tells you, that they want to score points. Defense be damned. They want to score points. They went and got, like somebody said, they went and got a holder to get the kicker right. That should tell you everything you need to know about what they're thinking. They missed some points on the board with Jake Elliott because Jake probably went and said, "Well, damn, the damn holder, he ain't doing his job. All right, then we're gonna get you a new holder." I mean, I'm reckless speculating.
I will not stand for Rick Lovato slander.
No, but
on
I'm
this
just
show.
Saying it's reckless speculation. But and you might say I'm coping, but look at what they did.
I always say you're coping.
Yeah, I know that.
Everyone copes around here.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but look at the moves that they're making. Look at the moves they're making.
I know. I get it philosophically what you're saying, and they've held true to that. I'm just saying, if they want to show me that this isn't a reset year, then go add not a guy, because all they've added so far are guys. And again, I would have said the same thing last year about Bond. He turned out to be more than that. I will say, though, they signed him day one. I think they knew more than we thought they did about him. They thought there's probably something there. So far, it feels like they just signed guys. Just guys to fill the roster, compete. And that's okay.
And
that's reset stuff.
But let me tell you, this is the thing. Before we knew about Zach Bond, guess who he was? Just a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's the form. I think people, you can't see the formula because of what has just transpired.
I know.
But that's the formula.
Can I say
that? Zach Bond is the formula.
You made I forget what day it was. This week you made a comparison of like, you go in somewhere and you see, maybe it's not the most attractive person, but they stand out to you,
yes.
Right? Like you had that comp. Last year on day one, they signed Zach Bond, which means they had conviction that he could help them. It's different to me when you're signing Josh Uche for 1 year, $500,000 or whatever he got, like, you know, $2 million on this fourth day of free agency, third day. It's like, you're just picking people up then. It's a little different in terms of how I think they might feel about that particular
player. So you're saying Zach Bond is more attractive than Josh Uche?
What I'm saying is...
In this analogy,
love at first sight versus the last person left in the bar. Or one of the last people.
Yeah, it gets stiff at times, you know what I mean?
However you want to frame
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be a lot of that this week.
What? Why?
Well, he's saying it's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm looking at a threesome.
I just thought about that. Because people are already... Because it falls on a Monday.
Yeah.
But you want to take advantage of the weekend. People are already pregaming for St. Patrick's
Day. Are you?
Nah.
Well, we're spending St. Patrick's Day in Clearwater.
I'm going to be in a leprechaun suit at Bay Care Ballpark.
I can't wait for the photos of this to go. So, Monday and Tuesday, midday show is going to be in Clearwater with the Phillies. We got some great guests lined up, and we'll be there for two shows on Monday and Tuesday. And Kyle does have a leprechaun outfit that he's going to wear at the stadium on Monday.
I am going to look like a jackass.
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I think we're going to be set up right next to the tiki bar, and you'll be a leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day.
I embarrass myself in front of all the Phillies.
Well, I embarrass myself on the microphone every day.
That's very true.
For 4 hours a day. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay? Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. So I don't know if it's a reset year. I don't think it's a full reset. I think that we're good enough at positions that we can bring guys in now and they can be plugged in and they can excel in their position because we have stars in every level. So because we have stars, now we can plug you in at defensive line because of Jalen Carter, and now you can look as good as Milt Williams easily. We can plug you in next to Zach Bond, and you can look good. So I think we're going to be good. I'm not even worried about it.
Well, I mean, certainly I think the defensive line is one that we should feel confident because they're pretty good at drafting those guys and developing them. And maybe Jay Ojomo is the next one because he looked like he could play a little bit. All right, Jay, what do you got for us? Give us a hue here. What's a good hue?
So I don't even know if this is it. I might be making one up, man.
Oh, that's okay.
Commercial Hugh is hilarious, man. That bacon commercial will live on forever, man. Man, when he says the stuttering and then the hardwood, man, I laugh every time. Man.
They got thick wood
every
hard.
That's Jay.
Damn, I ain't right for that.
Jay, that might make the tournament. Jay, that's I love that one. Jay with commercial. Now, should we change that to live read Hugh? Because sometimes Hugh records commercials. You'll hear those, but live read Hugh is a different animal.
I think it's like it's got to be like ad lib Hugh.
Yeah, because I don't read them the way that they write them. Sometimes they write lengthy commercials, so yeah, I don't read them.
And he refused.
Yeah, can we hear that bacon one again? Because that's the one that really.
Really?
Yeah, like
they
that.
Got thick wood heart and slather Vaseline on me. The plan them together is just diabolical. I would have rode him until he told me no. That's when you just play him like that, they sound so bad.
We're going to get taken off the air.
When you just play him like that, it's just like so bad.
I always imagine there's someone new to our show who just stumbled upon it. And they're like, what did I just hear? What was that? That can't have aired the way I thought it did. Yeah. And it did.
It did.
Like, something wrong.
The best part is none of it was planned to be that. That's just regular Hugh just being himself. And all of a sudden it becomes that. Clay in Kansas City. What's up, Clay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, Clay, what's up?
Sorry about that, fellas.
No, you're good.
So, listen, I had one. I had Professor U, but it got taken. Harvard U is the winner. Like, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, Harvard, too. So, because when you think of Hugh Douglas, you think Harvard. Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, the other thing, too, is, like, there's something to be – I don't know what the word is, like how you put two things together with the same first letter. I mean, that's pretty
solid. Oh, alliteration. Right there, alliteration. Yep.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear you try to say that, by the way.
Alliteration?
But, I'm kidding you. I'm giving you a hard time.
Oh, no. I was like, I can say it. It's the words that get me when I'm thinking, like, when I'm in stream of consciousness. And I put two words together that don't go. That's where I get jammed up at. You know what I mean?
Well, I did hear somebody drop anomaly earlier.
A legit threat.
Yeah. Like, I'll put them together.
I heard somebody say anomaly. Yeah. I was wondering about that one. So, listen, there's a couple things I want to make a point about here. You were on Keely Ringo last year, I believe. You were calling him a Thundercat.
Yeah.
There's a couple things here. First of all, they've been shopping at Tiffany's for the last couple years here in the draft, right? I mean, other than, like, you know, Jalen Hunt. They've pretty much been shopping at Tiffany's. So, you know, I'm going to throw a name out there, and you guys can make fun of me once we get off the air here, but they watched a lot of tape on that Lewis Cine kid, or however you say his last name.
Lewis Cine, from Georgia.
He was in the same – when they were watching Keely Ringo and Kobe Dean, they were watching his tape too, and he broke his leg, and – We're not at practice every day, guys.
Sure.
We don't know what these guys look like.
You're right, Clay. So I remember being excited about him, too, when he came out. I thought he was a player when Minnesota drafted him. And maybe it's an amazing, you know, health and reclamation project. I'll just say this, Clay, though. The Vikings, pretty good organization. The Bills, obviously a winning organization. He was there in the last few years, and they both said it's not happening, right? They moved on. So, I mean, maybe we may have found a diamond in the rough. I can't hold my breath until I see him this summer.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, to a degree, they were trying to play him out of position, and then I believe he broke his leg.
Yeah.
And breaking your leg is a two-year thing to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Ross said it really well about an hour ago. You played the clip. You know, on the defense, you could make the case that Josh Sweat was a top-five player, okay? But is he really? I mean, top-five, like, moving forward, like, who they would covet is, like, we need to keep these guys, you know? So, and the other thing, too, Kyle made the point. There's a lot of teams that are having to reset. How is Detroit going to be with two new coordinators? And I get Minnesota, but, man, 30-year-old guys get hurt, defensive tackles especially.
They do. No, totally.
One thing that I like is depth and youth. Depth and youth. Because we've been really, really fortunate from an injury standpoint. Depth and youth plays a big part in that.
Agree. Now, we're gonna have more youth. Our depth probably isn't going to be quite as good, right? If we you lose Williams, you elevate Ojomo. Now you got to find the new Ojomo. So I agree with you on youth. We should have a lot of young, cheap, hopefully athletic and healthy players. I agree on that.
A lot of bites at the apple, too, with all these draft picks they're going to have next year. So you guys have a great day.
You too, well, Clay. Man. All right, Harvard Hugh making an appearance there. Hugh, do you have a favorite of yourself? Do you think in those terms?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't. I mean, because it's like it just all depends on how you feel. But no, I don't. I don't.
Before you came to this show, did you realize how many different versions of yourself were there?
No, not until you start pointing them out.
I don't think I realized it first either, and then we started seeing the different hues that emerge each day.
No, I didn't think not too much of it.
Well, now you can't avoid it.
But everyone's very aware of them too.
I know.
They're getting a lot. Yeah.
Because people hear them. They know about this. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, all your phone calls to the Eagles. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I am. And again, that doesn't mean they're gonna be bad. I just didn't look at what they've done this week. The first wave of free agency, they've lost a lot of good players. It's okay. We could say it. We don't have to pretend they're not good. They lost a lot of good players, and they there's a lot of
say it.
A lot of it's okay. It's not. No one's going to bite you if you say the Eagles lost good players. They lost a lot. They've brought in some guys, some players that just kind of fill in here. they're not the same team they were a week ago. Are you okay with a reset year, or are you not accepting it? I mean, Hugh doesn't think they're going to have to reset. Kyle is in la-la land over there. 215-592-9494. We need your favorite Hugh for our bracket of Hughes. Plus, we have to get to a rock-bottom check-in on the other side earlier than we usually do today because there's a lot here. A disastrous quote by Daryl Morey. I mean, one that we might play on this station for years to come. A move they may be trying to make this offseason. And some more trouble the Sixers may have gotten themselves into. We'll hit that next. Your calls, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, let me tell you about mattresses. Because behind every champion is a great night's sleep. And Mattress Warehouse has helped some of the best on the field find their perfect mattress. Do what the pros do. Find your perfect mattress backed by science at the Mattress Warehouse. Others claim in air quotes to match you, but only Mattress Warehouse offers bed match technology that help you find your right mattress. Bed Match is a one-of-a-kind diagnostic sleep technology developed by some of the world's leading sleep scientists based on decades of research only at the Mattress Warehouse. Now during the Mattress Warehouse tax refund sale, say, I was about to say tax-free. It's not tax-free. It's tax refund sale. Save up to 60% off the warehouses, off the warehouse wire. Don't wait. Stop that, Kyle. Don't wait. Do what I did. Find your perfect night's sleep today at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find the location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com. This music always cracks me up, man. It's some funny music.
All right, it's apt. It fits too often around here. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jones. This isn't about the Eagles. Not this song. Not now. I've accepted what's going on here. It's a reset year in 2025. I have accepted it. Where are you? Kyle's in denial. Hugh is not accepting a reset year. Where do you come down? And we need your favor, Hugh. By the way, I'm getting so many people chiming in here. I'm getting so many people with different hues than I even thought about. One that I didn't even think of one, Kyle, is someone chimed in and told me, let me help you, Hugh. When someone challenges him and then he calms down, he says, let me help you here. Let me especially when it's about defense or football, yeah. let me help you.
I got a similar version of it. It's like, let me break this down for you. Is that like helpful, Hugh?
It's a version of helpful, Hugh. All right, maybe can we help the Sixers? Because that organization,
I doubt it.
Yeah, no, they're a disaster. And I don't mean wins and losses. Nobody cares. Someone said to me the other day, what did you think of the game last night? What game? They're tanking. They stink. Their best players aren't playing. The rest of the season is just about draft pick status. That doesn't matter. But, Hugh, this does. So I believe this was with Pablo Torre from ESPN. We had Daryl Morey. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was this part of his time at the Sloan Analytics Conference? It may have been. It was like a panel thing, or it looked like he was up on a stage, wherever he was. He was on Pablo Torre's podcast. And, Hugh, I was very excited to see your reaction to this or listen to your reaction, because yesterday it came out that Daryl Morey told everyone that the Sixers use artificial intelligence to help them make decisions here. Let's listen to this.
It turns out LLMs do fairly well at prediction. They still are not beating human, like super forecasters they're called, like in Human Judgment Project talks about it. But they do add signal over just scouts and things like that. So we'll treat them almost like one scout. Now over time, if it's shown that they have a better track record than scouts, we might weight the LLMs or use multiple LLMs as one or two votes out of the process. So it turns out I'm building on a lot of things that Sendhil knows, and you know that, multi-model approaches can put you more on the decision frontier, the optimal decision frontier. And when I say that carefully, you get very similar accuracy with lower risk by using multi-model approaches. And so that's why we do that.
I would just like NBA Central to aggregate what Daryl just said, which is that he asked ChatGPT for help on trades.
And he thought that was – do you know what the sad part about that is? Mm. He thought it was funny. Now, just to give you a little insight, I remember one time when I first got to ESPN, they had me talk about next gen stats help. And I'm going to tell you right now, they picked the wrong person, because when I sat there in this room full of people and I didn't realize that they wanted me to talk about how next gen stats helped me. And I was like, I don't use those. I use what I see, the eye test, and what my gut tells me. So with that being said, the first question that I would ask Daryl Morey if I got the chance is, what did ChatGPT tell you about Joel Embiid?
Yeah.
And no matter how you answer that question, it's going to be the wrong answer. You know why? Because you just sat there, and the only thing that most people heard is that you ask an AI model about decisions, and it has just as much weight as an individual. That's what you don't get about what you just said. You basically said you put these computations into a computer, and then it gives you back what they think you should do. So my question would be, okay, what did you, when you asked the computer about Joel Embiid, what did it tell you? And if he says, I didn't ask the computer, you know what my next question would be? Why not? Because then maybe the computer would have told you not to sign somebody who has a knee injury. Or if he says we did, and I would be curious to ask him, so what did the computer say about signing a player with a bad knee? So you see where I'm going with this?
Yep.
There's a no-win situation for you. You sat there. This is like, and I don't know Daryl Morey. I don't know him. But, dog, you sat in a room with a bunch of folks and told them something that I feel like you didn't think was going to make the rounds.
Yeah.
I felt like you shared something in a group of people you thought was a safe space.
And it was not.
And you didn't realize what could potentially happen.
So, look, I don't think we should be in denial about this, right? Hugh, we know teams use technology to help them make this. And that's totally understandable. I bet Howie Roseman and the Eagles have a model.
They have
a model.
An AI model that they use. I'm pretty sure.
Like the draft's coming up, right? I'm sure they can plug in. You know, we were joking earlier because I found your combine stats, right?
Yes.
You're benched like 27 times. I'm sure the NFL teams, smart ones, have some sort of model that tells them, like, hey, what is star pass rushers, what do they typically do in the combine? Like, do they bench this much? Do they run this fast? And it gives them a sense of, like, that's what they look like. I totally understand that. But can I offer Daryl Morey a quick piece of advice? Maybe talk about how you use this stuff, I don't know, when your team's winning. Do you realize how ridiculous it sounds to say, yeah, I use AI to help make decisions when your team's 22 and 43? And you just signed maybe the two worst contracts in the league? Like, you sound stupid.
Yes.
Even if you're a smart guy, you sound ridiculous. Like, the whole fan base listened to that, and they probably had the same reaction as you, Hugh. Dude, you just gave Joel Embiid a contract and it looks like a disaster. You just gave Paul George a contract that looks like maybe the worst in the league. So maybe stop doing this. I mean, this is the kind of thing you tout when you're doing well. Like, we
and
use technology.
Like, everybody's like, oh, AI helps out. But in this situation, with your track record and the way that things have looked so far, it's not a good look.
It is not. It is. I know they were kidding at the end with the chat GTP, but like it felt like, like, is he really, like, asking the, like, AI what he should do with these contracts or these players? It came across as tone deaf, and it came across as ridiculous considering they're the most disappointing team in the NBA.
Yeah, and it came across as tone deaf, which you've already done. Like, this is why I need to be the PR guy for the Sixers, because I've been like, dog, listen.
This one you actually might have helped. You might have said,
no, because I'm like, dog, what are you
back.
Doing? Walk, you can't say that because here's the thing. Like, it might be true, and AI might have done a great job for you, but look at what's going on in the city. You the same cat that said if you squint really, really hard, we're going to make it to the playoffs. Now, the last time I checked, we fighting to keep our pick.
Yeah.
You're not in tune with what's going on here in the city. That does he live here?
Well, I got to imagine.
Serious question.
I have to imagine he does.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Do you live here?
I have
do
to imagine
you,
he does.
Are you trying to dox him?
No, because I'm trying to. Do you go to the grocery store? I mean, I'm curious now. What is your life like? Because there's not, you can't go anywhere without seeing a fan of some team, sports team in the town. I remember one of the greatest feelings I had when I didn't have a home and I was living in the city.
Homeless
here. Yeah, that's a big
part of the bracket.
The one
time I had to walk to work. Just walking through the city and seeing Philly's representation, seeing Eagles representation, seeing the Flyers hats. People love their sports teams, and they know who the GMs are. They know who these people are. And the reason why I ask that is this. Nobody's ever come up to you in a grocery store and asked, what the hell are you doing with the Sixers? Respectfully. Or be like, yo, dog, why'd you give Joel Embiid all that money? Like, nobody's ever done that to you. You live in a world where you don't grasp how these fans feel about this team, and you go out there and you say that kind of stupid stuff on a daily basis. Like, you have no clue about how they feel about these teams.
It doesn't connect with fans.
You see what I'm saying?
It makes you feel like you think you're smarter than everyone, and then you stink. I mean, you literally have one of the worst teams in the league. Look, again, I know the Eagles use analytics. We all do. How he uses, I don't know if he uses AI, but they use models. It's fine. Like, no one is upset, because you know what Howie doesn't do when he talks? Talk about it. I always said this when Gabe Kapler was here. He talked too much. I didn't think he was a dumb guy, but I thought he was a smart guy, but the more he talked, the more people didn't like him because he was talking over people. Yeah. Like, Daryl Morey talks over everyone, and he's never won a thing, and he's got the worst contracts in the league.
I thought he was meeting up with Iverson at TGI Fridays.
Different AI.
You know, making these, yeah, that one.
Who would you trust more right now to build the Sixers? Allen Iverson? Or artificial intelligence?
Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I'll go with Iverson.
If AI wanted to sit in on the meeting, I'd probably be like, meeting? You'd be talking about a meeting, like, but still, I'll trust AI.
Never tell you the last time I saw Allen Iverson in person?
Where is that?
I was like November 2022. I was doing a BetQL show, and I had a morning show on the sports betting network. But we were staying in like the hotel casino down in National Harbor.
He's at the casino?
Well, no, I saw him at the casino at 5 p.m., and he was at a table. And then I saw him the next morning, Hugh, at 7 a.m. at the same table.
Oh, he's committed.
He was committed. He was full all the way in on
he
that.
He pushed all them chips in.
All right, so we had that yesterday with Daryl Morey, AI. We also had a report that the Sixers will look to trade Paul George this summer. You think AI is pushing them towards that? Their eyes?
All those are valid questions, because it makes you wonder. You gave this man all this money.
$212 million.
In this press conference and told us, you know, he was going to help you get a championship and all this other stuff. Yeah, that's a valid question, I would think. That's a very valid question.
I feel like if you asked, if you brought that up to AI, they'd be like, yeah, how?
Who's for what?
For what
is traded for this guy? Last thing on the Sixers, as they clearly are trying to tank now at this point. It sounds like Paul George is going to be shut down with some, was it a knee and a groin?
That's what happens when you try to get in shape during the season.
Well, he did commit finally in February to the team and shut down the podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Shut down podcast P and all that. It's a bad look, man.
But the Sixers are being investigated because of this now.
Yeah, Sixers Adam put this up yesterday, but quote, multiple sources told ESPN the NBA has looked into the Sixers' recent absences, particularly over the past week with George and Tyrese Maxey sitting out games. So
not the bad boys.
We're back. So the GM uses AI, the star player thinks, and is going to probably have surgery, and the NBA is investigating. So we're good.
So beyond all that, though, like, can Adam Silver let us tank in peace? Like, come on.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the Sixers were tanking by accident for 3 months, so right, but you leave them alone.
Did he see what the Raptors put out there the other day? Teams do this all the time. As soon as we shut down Paul George, it's like, sound the alarms, look at the Sixers.
You know, I think they thought flattening the lottery odds would stop tanking. It's actually, I think, caused more teams to tank because teams want to keep their picks with these pick swaps, and teams want to just enter the lottery now. Yeah, I mean, it's a mess.
Well, you know what's next? They're going to rig these ping pong balls. We're losing this first round pick.
We're not getting Cooper Flagg?
There's no doubt in my mind we're going to get 7, and it's going to go to the freaking Thunder.
I thought we were failing for Flagg. We're not doing that?
We're going to rig them. We're going to rig the balls.
Yes.
Balls.
All right, that's
slow down.
Yeah, let's cut that on. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. You can react to AI, not Allen Iverson, but artificial intelligence with the Sixers. And of course, the Eagles here. Are you bracing yourself for a reset year? I am. Not many have seen the light on that as much as I have this week with the moves with the Philadelphia Eagles. And we need your favor, Hugh, for bracketology. Kyle and I realized in the last break, we're going to have to sit down as the committee here and cut some of these hues because there's so many good ones. Aaron is up in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
All right, so I have a hue. I don't know if I'm on the right path, but my hue is Eastbound hue. You know, Hugh started talking about that bus trip to New Orleans pretty early last season, and it took us all the way to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, do you get credit for the Super Bowl run, Hugh?
No.
I know. I think he does, Aaron. No. I like that one. Eastbound and down Hugh. I like that. I'm writing it down.
I think it's only fair that if you're going to do a Hugh bracket, I think you have to do a Joe Giglio bracket, and I think that bracket would be Joe's weakest takes. You, my friend, your takes for the past month mm-hmm. have been weaker than circus lemonade.
Now hold on. Now hold
circus
on.
Lemonade
hold
is
on
not
a
good.
Second. You know, a couple days after the Super Bowl, I said it wasn't too early to talk dynasty. Then they decided to lose five players from their defense. That wasn't my choice.
Classic flip flop.
That was not my choice. They did that.
Joe, you remind me of a politician. You're flip-flopping every day.
No, the information,
information changes.
I mean, if we have good players, they're going to win more games. We have less good players, they won't. I mean, isn't that just obvious?
Yesterday, for you to insinuate that people that didn't agree with your opinion were trying to talk about how bad of players that Milton Williams and Josh Sweat are, it's ridiculous.
Well, there's been a lot of coping this week.
Joe, every Eagles fan, okay, will always remember Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Burks, Rogers, Gardner.
They will remember
them forever.
Well, yeah, but Aaron, so maybe I was too harsh on that particular caller yesterday, and I may have lost my cool. But in general this week, I've heard a lot of what I call coping, what I think is just people trying to justify they're not going to be here. I mean, it's not coping. No, but
it's not, Aaron.
It's not a reset year. But that's a separate thing. But on the players, it is coping, Aaron.
No, it's not. I believe
it is, because when people call in and say, well, GJ wasn't that good in coverage, well, he's good enough to be on good defenses every year and good enough to be on the best defense in Eagles history. When I hear Milton Williams is just a product of the players around him, he had the second best pass rush win rate in the whole league at defensive tackle above Chris Jones.
Hold on, let me finish.
I just want to say this because I think it's unfair to these players that they were excellent Eagles. And as soon as they walk out the door, not that good. Like, they're fine. They're okay. No, they're better than that. It's okay to say the Eagles are doing the smart thing overall, and yet these guys are really good. The caller that set me off yesterday said Josh Sweat is barely above average. Aaron, he's closer to an Eagles Hall of Famer than barely above average. The guy has over 40 sacks in an Eagles uniform. He has been at two Super Bowls and had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. The guy sitting next to me didn't accomplish all that in an Eagles uniform. He's in Eagles Hall. I don't mean that as disparage you.
I know what you meant.
No, I mean.
Still hurting under
I'm not disparaging Hugh. But look at Hugh's career as an Eagle. Look at Josh Sweat's as an Eagle. They're comparable. Hugh at his best was a better player, but Josh Sweat's best was, I'd say, slightly below Hugh. And for someone to call in and say he's slightly above average is discrediting him because they want to justify the Eagles letting him go. That's annoying.
Does Hugh do anything for
us? Catch a stray.
I didn't mean it as a stray. I was trying to say Josh Sweat is good.
No, it's fine. I'm not offended, but it did hurt. It was funny.
Look,
but
I mean, Gap Year Hugh is on the bracket too.
Oh, I love Gap Year Hugh. Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead.
Joe, would you rather have Jalen Carter, or would you rather have Josh Sweat and Milton Williams?
Well, I'd rather have Jalen Carter. I'd rather have Jalen Carter.
More.
I'd rather have Jalen Carter.
Exactly. The point is that the New England Patriots paid Milton Williams because they had to. They didn't have any choice. They're in the bottom half of the league. They have to make a move like that.
I understand.
They overpaid the guy. Josh Sweat, the Cardinals had to overpay Josh Sweat. You and I know that Josh Sweat isn't worth $18, $19 million a year.
I don't know that, Aaron. Actually, I don't know that. Coming out and playing in the Super Bowl and earning himself a paycheck. Aaron, I don't know that. I think we're just, again, these are things we're saying because they seem like big numbers. But if the top defensive players in the league now are getting $40 million, Josh Sweat gets 18. It's not that crazy. He's about half, a little less than half the player of those players. If quarterbacks are getting $60 million a year, then having a really good defensive tackle at 25 kind of makes sense. I'm not saying the Eagles had the ability to pay it right now. I'm just saying, again, I think you're doing it, Aaron. Like, it's like we're spinning it in our head to make ourselves feel better. Two things can be true. The Eagles had to prioritize certain things. They had to look big picture. But these guys they lost were big parts of a championship.
They were huge parts, and we appreciate everything that they did for us. But this is the NFL, and this is the way that it goes. You know, it's a business decision. It's not an emotional decision. They made an emotional decision back in 2017, and they paid for it for 2 years. Howie's not going to do that again.
Agreed. But Aaron, that's them. I'm not Howie, I'm a fan. Like, I'm going to be emotional when good players walk out the
should.
Door.
As you should.
Yeah, like,
you're a fan, right?
But the idea this week that it's like, what are you doing being emotional that great players walked away? That's being a fan. Like, if we all just... Aaron, if we all just sat here and said Howie knows what he's doing, what's fandom? Like, he does know what he's doing, but it's okay to say, hey, I want to keep that player.
I completely understand what you're saying, Joe. But again, the fact that, you know, we're in this this idea that the sky is falling and the Eagles are falling apart, we are still the most talented roster in the NFL. And the point is that Rodgers and Williams and Sweat and Gardner Johnson, the Eagles feel that they're all replaceable.
They do, obviously, yeah. I mean, that's clear. Yeah,
they made that super clear.
So, I think it's an interesting point you brought up. And, Aaron, good phone call, and I'm glad you brought that here to the table. And I'm glad we got to have that back and forth. Because I'm not frustrated. I'm more frustrated this week with people saying these guys aren't that good than I am the Eagles making tough decisions.
You're mad with the coping mechanism.
Yeah, because I just think it discredits really good Eagles. And again, I wasn't trying to say that Hugh wasn't great.
I knew exactly what you were saying.
Josh Sweat had a heck of an Eagles career. And for that guy, yes, that set me off. Like, he's just a slightly above average player. No, he's been here 7 years. No. There's been two Super Bowls.
No, I totally meant what you – I know what you meant because – when I talked yesterday and I talked about talking to Brandon Graham has the type of career that I would kill for. Like, seriously. You know, I might have more sacks than him, but and I might have been a better player in my era than him. Damn it, the man's been to three Super Bowls.
Yep.
He's been to three Super Bowls. Josh has been to two. At the end of the day, the money's nice. The money's nice. But when you talk about legacy and winning and stuff like that, that's what you want. That's the kind of career you want. Now, I don't know if I would have signed up for the ridicule that you know, Brandon had to take early in his career, but he took it like a man, and he became a better person for it. So, yeah, I get it. I didn't get offended because when I look at both of those guys, I'm like, damn, they've accomplished something that I wish I was able to accomplish.
Yeah, and again, I just think we can say these guys were really good. They're going to miss them. They're going to be okay. Like, I don't think the sky's falling on the Eagles franchise. They're going to be fine. And I think I've said 20 times this week, to me, it feels like they're setting themselves up more to make a Super Bowl. And I said this Birds Town Hall with everyone, that I think the next time that we're going to all be together hanging out at a Super Bowl is more likely 2027 than 2026. And that's okay. But I think both things can be true at the same time. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do here on this show. We will get to a Clearwater check-in bottom of the hour. Our final show before we're in Clearwater. We're going to Clearwater. We're going out on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, midday show live from Clearwater. Rumor is Kyle's going to be in a leprechaun outfit on St. Patrick's Day down in Clearwater, and we're at the game. And
that
we got
should be fun.
It's going to be great. We got some great guests coming up. So we'll get to a Clearwater check-in. More on the Eagles. All right, we're trying to get this Hugh bracket filled out. We need your favorite Hugh Douglas. There's so many versions of Hugh along your calls on the Eagles. I'm bracing myself for a reset here. Hugh's not there. Kyle's, I think, coping or, you know, in denial. Plus, when we come back, we'll hear from Milton Williams and Sweat. Those guys got introduced yesterday in their new spots in New England, in Arizona. What did they say about their departure here and what the Eagles meant to them? You'll hear from those guys next. 215-592-9494. Here's live read Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up outside. It's time to take cooking outside, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And over on the flat top, you know what it is. It's that sizzling bacon, sizzling to perfection. You know, I love that. That's what spring is all about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you. And put some Hatfield pork on your fork.